This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the purpose of the Prophet's mission. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Holy Prophet, Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was not sent but to perfect good behavior. If you look at the mission and the goal of the Prophet, the purpose of the Prophet, the teachings of the Prophet, you would see very clearly that in every step of the way, the Prophet encouraged all the humanity to observe good behavior, to perfect their behavior. It's one of the goals of the mission of the Prophet. And why is this perfection of good behavior so important? Brothers and sisters, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to display good behavior, and the Prophet demanded it from us. Second of all, one's behavior speaks for his level of iman. Sometimes, you know, we think that our physical behavior, our dealing with others is one thing and our belief is something else. No, in Islam, our belief is something that encapsulates our entire life. So our belief and our iman, it is a reflection or it is a product of how we deal with others. You know, one of the elements in knowing, engaging our iman is through our actions and our good behavior. And third of all, good behavior attracts others towards the path of Allah, the path of righteousness. Don't we want people to come to the path of felicity and become successful in this world and the hereafter? Well, how do you attract them? Through your good behavior, through your akhlaq. Prophet of Allah said, keep on practicing good ethics, because for such Allah has sent me. So one of the missions of the Prophet of Allah is to perfect good behavior across the board. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing one of the multiple and many purposes of the Prophet's mission. And we said one of the purposes of Prophet's mission is to perfect the good behavior amongst all of the human beings, especially the believers, the Muslims. Prophet said, keep on practicing good ethics because for such Allah has sent me. Now, if you notice, it is said that keep on doing it. It's not a one-time thing. Sometimes we observe good akhlaq in certain conditions, but in another set of conditions, we lose it somehow. So we're not supposed to, you know, fluctuate between good akhlaq and bad akhlaq, right? It is a recurring theme that should be consistent in our life and under all conditions, even in difficult times. You know, sometimes when the situation is good, we have good akhlaq, but as soon as something happens where the situation is not so good anymore, we lose our temper. We lose our akhlaq. We start to, you know, fight with others. We start to quarrel with others. What Prophet of Allah is demanding us as a lifestyle is a consistent good akhlaq under all conditions. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, said, O people, when Allah created men, He wanted them to obtain valuable qualities and noble behavior. He knew that it could not happen except by explaining what is good and what is bad, which in actuality He has explained through religious commands and prohibitions. So this is how Allah informs us what a quote-unquote good akhlaq is and what is not so good akhlaq and bad akhlaq, right? It is through His instructions in the Holy Quran and the instructions He has sent towards us through His Prophet and through the infallible Imams.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.